Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds. Signs of spring are all around us at this point, and it's easy to notice them. From the greening of the foliage to the daffodils and other early flowers, as well as the blossoming trees. Sounds of spring are easily noticed as well, from the spring peepers to the chattering and calling of birds establishing their territories. Less noticeable, perhaps, are the steady arrivals of birds from their wintering places, but if you take a walk or sit quietly watching, either outside or from a window inside, you're bound to see them.
The first ones we notice are the red-winged blackbirds and the turkey vultures, both in early March. And by now, they are well established and nesting or selecting nesting sites. The call of the redwing that early in spring is such a welcome and hopeful sound to us. Next, we might notice the phoebes.
Robins, of course, are on the lawn now. And in early April, the flickers arrive to join them on the lawn, feeding on the worms and other insects that are emerging. Early April sees the sky active with the darting and swooping of the newly arriving tree swallows. Iridescent purple backs and brilliant white bellies flashing as they swoop and turn, both to grab insects and to display their flying prowess for potential mates. They soon fly down to check out the nesting boxes we have out, and if the bluebirds haven't claimed them, they establish residence for the season.
Cowbirds are soon evident as well, watching other species that are starting to build nests, so they can lay their eggs in those nests and avoid the task of raising their own young. The birds that have been here all winter are well worth noticing at this point, as they undergo some remarkable changes. The goldfinches, rather drab in winter, suddenly become canary-like as the males molt into their bright yellow and pitch black mating colors, and they cover the bushes and trees like Easter eggs. White-throated sparrows display their newly renewed bright white throats and head markings. Cardinals become even more brilliant, and other winter residents renew their colors to become more attractive.
Often, as we are having morning coffee, our attention is drawn to movement overhead, and we're treated to the sight of the great blue herons, winging their way to the creek or ponds, or flying back from them to their small rookery north of here. Of course, the sounds of spring are abounding at this point, from the turkeys off in the woods to the robins, sparrows, phoebes, and others, soon to be joined by the many warblers, the orioles, and other May arrivals. So we urge you not only to feast your eyes on all of the emerging greenery and blossoms this spring, but also to reward yourself with the incredible beauty of these arriving and emerging birds.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.